to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
It's so interesting how I am doing a sermon that I did not plan to do today, but it's so in keeping with everything else. The title of my sermon today is Love as It Really Is. Because we're thinking a lot about love during Valentine's Day week. And so I wanted to chat about that a little bit. Love is the essence of all things, but quite often we've been unaware of love. So I have a question for everyone. Would you like to experience more love in your life? If so, just show me your hand. Most of us would. However, we often, without even realizing it, we can sometimes create constraints, demands, and definitions that love look like a certain thing that cause us to be blind of the love that is there in plain sight. We've misunderstood love. We've sliced and diced love more than carrot salad. We've projected our misunderstandings and our miseducation as to what love is on every situation, and we've missed love. So our task is to return to love as it really is. For when we return to love as it really is, we are the beams of light and love that support others in doing the same. So when we realize an expanded version of love, when we have an expanded experience of love, and we expand our awareness, our consciousness, and our willingness to stand in love, we are beacons of light that unleash the intrinsic love that lives within every being, and that expands the love on the earth. So, A Course in Miracles, lesson 127 says, "There is no love but God's love." And that to me was a bit striking because it speaks to the fact that we often think, oh, well, there's a love that I have for my neighbor because she let me use her shovel to shovel out because I forgot to bring mine. Or there's the love that I have for my coworker, or there's the love that I have for my mother, or there's the love that I don't have for this person because they're a jerk. I didn't say that. And we've sliced and diced love into all. Don't get him up here. He'll act a fool. And so we've sliced and diced love, but this lesson in A Course in Miracles was quite radical because it says there is no love but God's love, and everything you see is an expression of God's love or an invitation to God's love. It says, perhaps you think that different kinds of love are possible. Perhaps you think that there is a kind of love for this, a kind for that, a way of loving this one, another way of loving another, but love is one. It has no separate parts. It has no degrees, no kinds, nor levels, no divergences or distinctions. It is like itself, unchanged throughout. It never alters with a person or a circumstance. It is the heart of God, and also the beloved of God, which is each and every one of us. In other words, love is the heart of Source. Love is the heart of the One, and love is our heart. Love is our essence as well. And Plato said it right. Plato was a precursor to A Course in Miracles, and Plato said, "The only true love is the divine one, the unconditional love which interconnects every single thing, which connects everything to itself in any possible direction with undeniable and limitless beauty." Now, those last words, undeniable and limitless love, undeniable and limitless love. I want to play with that. And this is not in my script, so bear with me. But this just struck me in this moment of this beautiful family. Undeniable and limitless love. How many times have we denied the love within ourselves or denied the love in another by judging them, by seeing them as different? How many times have we denied the love within ourselves by loving ourselves and forgetting? Because that, what that is that is slicing and dicing God's love. That is, oh, I'm only lovable if I do this. I'm only lovable if this happens outside of me. I'm only lovable if someone says this to me. I'm only lovable if I'm treated a certain way. But what Plato said and what A Course in Miracles says is this love is undeniable. It shall not be denied within you, and it shall not be denied in the reflection of you. You see, staring at you on the other side of the table. Amen? And it has limitless beauty. Its beauty is not based on the standards of beauty in the world. Its beauty is not based on the standards of perfection in the world. Its beauty is not based on this standard or that standard or this insane idea that I had that if only this would happen, then I would be okay. Anybody ever do that? Anybody ever do that? So if that is the case, then why don't we just float around on this magic carpet of love and light? Because we often forget that love is hiding in plain sight. Love is undeniable in its beauty. Love is undeniable in its presence. We often deny that there is love staring at us. We see the color, we see the gender, we see the experiences, we see the economic circumstances, we see our own unmet needs, and we see them reflected in somebody else. And we don't see the love that is standing there in our faces. Amen? Oops, I said amen. I do that sometimes, so I'm just telling you right now, okay?
Amen.
Okay. So love can often hide in plain sight. I want to give a couple examples of this. I was a product manager for AT&T. Anybody remember Audix? Remember used to say, I got Audixed when you got voicemail and you didn't want it back in the 80s. I was a product manager for Audix, right? AT&T Audix, right? And so we had this thing called the VPRB, the Vice Presidential Review Board, which means that every product manager who had a significant product had to go in front of this panel of vice presidents. And if you've ever seen a congressional testimony, it's like that. You sit there at this table like this, and all the vice presidents are on these like podiums, right? Pulling their chins, right? And what it is you have to make the case to get your products funded for research and development and marketing budgets and all that stuff. And if you don't get your projects funded so well, they won't sell so well. And if they don't sell so well, you won't get a nice bonus or a promotion, right? So it's like you fighting for your life, right? So I'm in front of all these VPs, right? And one of these VPs, I swore he couldn't stand me because he kept asking me all these questions and he kept drilling down and drilling down and drilling down. And he was like a cat playing with a mouse. And so that was the first VPRB. The second VPRB, I was ready for him because I said, he's going to ask this, he's going to ask that, he's going to ask this, he's going to ask that, he's going to take it from this perspective, he's going to take it from that perspective. And the third VPRB, I answered his questions before he even asked them. And then I got promoted. So when I got promoted, I was like, how could this happen? This man hates me and he has a lot of sway on this VPRB. And you know, I was projecting my own stuff, right? He hates me because I'm this, he hates me because I'm that, he can't stand me because of this, he can't stand me because of that. Well, I got promoted. And I'm like, how'd that happen? And he came over to me and he said, you know, you got promoted because I went to bat for you. You may think I have it in for you, but let me tell you something. I thought that your product was the future of our company, and I wanted to make sure that your products had the funding, that your products were well thought out, that your products had, we thought about everything we were doing because this was the future. And I'm like, you could have knocked me over with a feather. I'm like, that was love hiding in plain sight, but I saw it through the lens of my own stuff and couldn't see the love that was right there. Anybody who has a teenager, anybody here ever have a teenager? They can't see the love hiding in plain sight, can they? Have you noticed them being blind to the love in plain sight? I hate you. Well, I hate you back. It's love that you're giving them. They just can't see it hiding in plain sight. Amen? Ian LeVan Zant talked about this too. Ian LeVan Zant talked about how when she was on Oprah like every week, and Oprah made her one of those features just like Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil, she said something and did a couple of things. And she sabotaged her own success because she couldn't accept. And she said this herself. She reviewed my book and she talked about this. She said, I sabotaged myself because I couldn't accept the love the universe was giving me because I couldn't see it in plain sight. And that's why she and Oprah had that little to-do, and she was no longer on Oprah. And they were estranged for a few years, and that didn't help her career. And so we all have had experiences or observed missing love, hiding in plain sight. And that's because we've sliced and diced love and not seen love as it truly is. Now, have you ever observed or experienced something like this in your life? Anybody ever miss love hiding in plain sight? Anybody ever get a compliment and twist it into an insult? I have a friend who has a friend, right? I have a friend who has a friend who, when my friend calls her and says, hey, I haven't seen you for a while. How you been? He says, oh, you're calling me a bad friend because I haven't talked to you, huh? Twisting a, and that's like, I love you, my friend. I miss you. Oh, you're calling me bad. You're calling me a bad friend, because she was seeing it through the eyes of her own guilt, right? We all miss love in plain sight. So how do we understand love as it truly is and experience more love in our lives? I got 3 points when I asked Spirit about this. Number one, recognize the love that has been hiding in plain sight. Number two, be the love you want to see. And number three, then give it all away. So I'm going to repeat these three. Number one, recognize the love that has been hiding in plain sight. Number two, be the love you want to see. And number three, then give it all away. And so what do I mean when I say recognize the love that has been hiding in plain sight? Every encounter is an expression of love or a call for love. Every encounter is an expression of love or a call for love. Let me tell you what happened when I walked in the door today. When I walked in the door, love met me and hugged me, and she wouldn't let me go. Amen? Love just came up to me and she just hugged me in her arms, and she just hugged me and she just hugged me and she just hugged me. And it was like, and when I stepped into the room, and when we stepped into the circle, and we started doing like this, when we opened the service, when we did this, it was like, oh my God, I'm in a sea of love, like that old song. Remember that song, Sea of Love, Come With Me, in the sea of love? You could feel it. It was palpable. It was tangible. It was clear. It was present. And it was beautiful. And it was joyful. And it was like, my soul is at home. And Reggie said something similar. This is a place of love. This is a place where your soul is at home. And it is a wondrous opportunity to feel and experience love. Wouldn't it be so great if the world was like this? Well, it can be, and it is, when we recognize that every encounter is an expression of love. And guess what? Where it's not, that's a call for love. When you're having a conflict or an argument with somebody, somebody's not feeling loved. And that shows up in the form of a conflict or an argument, right? But you have the task as a practitioner. You have the task as one who has recognized love. You have the task as someone who is aware of love's presence to call forth the love in that situation. And let me tell you how this works. I have a friend, she was having a conflict with somebody at work, and they were going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then something hit her. Something hit her. And she something said, just be love. So this person just stopped with the back and forth and the attack and defend and the attack and defend and the attack and defend. And she just stopped. And she said, I'm going to be love right now. She just got silent. And she encourage the other person with active listening to say how they were feeling. And she just nodded and just channeled love. Next thing you know, they were like best friends. There was no conflict. There was no issue. Because it was a cry for love that was answered. Our task as light bearers is to answer every call for love. So every encounter is holy. It is either an expression of love or a call for love. And if something is calling for love, call it forth, because you have an unlimited resource in love. And when you call forth love all the time, it gets into your system, it gets into your bloodstream, it gets into your mind, it gets into your energy, and then you can be the love you want to see. Every time you sit in meditation, every time you sit in prayer, every time you sit with the source, every time you allow the force to move through you, you fill yourself with it, you overflow with it, you identify with it, you live in it, and you revel in it. And you then are love. There's a lesson in A Course in Miracles. I'm not a body. I'm free. I'm still as God created me. And what it talks about is how we can revel in our true divine identity as love. We can revel in our true divine being as love. And when we do that not only for us, but we do that for the world, for we are a beacon of the world. And you continually experience this divine influx. And so when that continues to happen, you're not so worried about what's happening outside of you. And what do I mean by that? Well, this person didn't speak to me today. They must not respect me. Or this didn't happen. Or I didn't get a box of Russell Stover candies for Valentine's Day, so I must not be lovable, right? And all that stuff falls by the wayside because you're not looking for love there, and you're not looking for love in that form, for you know that there is only one love, and that is God's love, and you are God's love, and so you don't need that Russell Stover candy. Although it's good. I like the peanuts, right? I'll accept some. So anywho, the point of all of this is when we revel in the energy of love, we untie God's hands. We no longer make as many demands on the universe. Love should look this way. Love should look that way. Love should show up here. Love should show up there. Because love shows up within us, for we remember we are love. Then we are more easygoing. Then we are at peace. Then we are more in love with everything that we do. And we are the love that we seek. You are the love you seek. And then the third point, and then I'm out of here, is give it all away. Once you continually practice being in the light of love, once you continually practice being in the space of love, then give it all away. You are a vessel for the light and love of God. You are an extension of the light of love of God. You are a channel for the light and love of God. And you are an emissary for the light and love of God. And because you are this creation of a light and love of God, God is waiting to continually fill you, and God is waiting to continually heal you. And the more you are filled and the more you are healed, the more you give out. It's like a water hose, right? A water hose just channels as a conduit for love, right? And when you are that water hose, you are always in that state of love, and you give it out so fully, and it doesn't, nothing else matters, because what you give out is only what you are aware of. So when you are aware of yourself as love, you're in this state of love all the time, and you're continually giving it out. But the more you give out, the more you get, because love is not a zero-sum game. The reason that we get in fights with each other is because they got some love we want. You didn't respect me, right? But love is not a zero-sum game. Love keeps giving and giving and giving. And when we avail ourselves to the infinite love of God, and when we allow it to flow through us, and when we give it as fully as we get it, the more we give, the more we get, because it's awareness. When we are aware of love, when we are aware of ourselves as love, when we are aware that this love is infinite, we give it out infinitely, and more of it fills us like a water hose, right? So recognize, and I'm going to tell you one last story. This story is about my friend Sal. Sal is my composite friend, right? He's been my composite friend for 30 years. And when he shows up at church and I say, oh, this is my friend Sal, everybody looks at him, oh, you're Sal. When Sal is really 10 people, right? But he's my composite friend. And one day years ago, he lived in a condo. I had a house. And he said, Jimmy, can I come wash my car at your house? And I'm like, you only call me when you want something. I wasn't feeling the love, right? You only call me when you want something. And I fixed my mouth to say no, but Spirit fixed my mind to say yes. I fixed my mouth, but Spirit fixed my heart in that moment. And I said yes. And he came over and he washed his car because it was like November and he knew it was the last chance he was going to have to wash his car before all the road salt and everything for 3 or 4 months. So he washed his car and he said, Jimmy, did you know that that pipe is an exterior pipe and it wasn't turned off? And if that pipe had burst, because this was my first year in this house, if that pipe had burst, it would have flooded your whole basement. So I turned it off for you. So I gave love and it opened myself to love in the form of avoiding like thousands of dollars in damage to my basement. That's giving love and getting something in return, right? I'm kidding. But what that is an example. Love is in plain sight. Everybody wants to be like Mary Tyler Moore, right? Love is in the air, no need to waste it, right? We recognize that everything is love. Be that love and give it all away. And what is the payoff? The more you give, the more you get. There is more love waiting for you. There is more joy waiting for you. There is more fulfillment waiting for you. God wants to love you that you might share its love with the world. And when you recognize that there is only God's love and you are only God's love and you allow that to flow and you direct love to wherever it is needed, wherever there is a difficulty, and you remember that you are simply love. You know, sometimes it's so easy to get caught up in, am I going to get there on time, that we forget love is going to get me there. Amen. And we forget to be love. And we forget to be love because we get so caught up in this. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that. You have to be love. And the rest takes care of itself. You have to be love. And the rest takes care of itself. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all else shall be added unto you. And that is the point. There is no love but God's love. As you are God's love, all good happens. And that's what I want to share with you today. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, ColumbiaCSL.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@ColumbiaCSL.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.